Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, September 7th, 2016, and this is episode 176 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate the fact that you continue to listen every single week. I think we've got a really good show today. I read a brilliant, brilliant article the other day by Mark Schaefer, who is a fellow instructor with me at Rutgers Business School, a brilliant guy, a fantastic human being, and the author of the absolutely essential book, The Content Code. You must read this book. You must go to your local library or Amazon or click on the link in the show notes and get a copy of this book. It's absolutely worth reading. And Mark wrote a piece just the other day that reminded me of one of my all-time favorite quotes, which is, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And Mark wrote this fantastic piece, a truly, truly great read, called Does Every Business Need Content Marketing? A Reality Check. And his answer to this question is, of course not. And I want to be really clear, Mark is right, except for one tiny little thing. And it's an important thing, because the important thing is he's only talking about one type of hammer. And that hammer isn't content marketing. It's marketing overall. You know, in his piece, Mark tells the story of a friend of his who runs a steel plant. And he lays out a lot of the challenges they're facing, which are significant. You know, a competitive threat that has a significant labor cost advantage. I'm reading a little bit from the piece. A union contract covering 90% of his workforce. Gut-wrenching decisions to change healthcare coverage in order to keep his company solvent in the face of this competition. Etc., etc., etc. And these are huge, huge challenges. These are huge struggles that many companies are going through and many companies have to deal with. But let's be fair about this. When Mark says he doesn't need content marketing, this friend of his doesn't need content marketing, he's absolutely right. And the reason is because his friend doesn't have a marketing problem. He doesn't need marketing, at least not in the sense that it's most commonly used. In other words, promotion or finding new customers. He needs a whole host of other solutions in terms of potentially product help and business process reengineering and labor relations and things that really don't have anything to do with what we typically think of as marketing. And I include in that the old school four P's of product, price, promotion, and place, right? He doesn't have a problem knowing what his product is or what his customers need. He doesn't have a problem knowing what to price it, apart from price pressures he's getting from foreign competition. He doesn't have a problem knowing how to promote it. He doesn't have a problem knowing how to, what distribution channels to use. His challenges have nothing to do with marketing at all, in any sense of it. And so, as Mark says in the post, if I had to list the top 50 investment priorities for his company, spending money on content marketing would not make the list, not even close. Which, I want to be fair, is true. But it's also true for every other type of marketing, too. They don't need marketing. They need to fix some core things in their operation. By the same token, Mark points out how ineffective HubSpot, obviously one of the top vendors of content marketing solutions has been. You know, he correctly points out that they've never operated a profit in its history as a public company. And that is absolutely true. But when you dive into their numbers, you see they're running at a gross margin of more than 70%, which is huge. Loan sharks would like to have a gross margin of 70%. They're growing their revenues around 60% year on year, 57% year on year. But they're spending a ton of money primarily on salaries and stock options, yes, for sales and marketing people, but mostly to fuel growth, to fuel international growth, to enter new industries, to create new markets for their products and services. Now, that is absolutely an operating problem in the longer term. In fact, it's an operating problem in the shorter term if they don't start turning a profit soon. But it doesn't mean that their marketing isn't working or that the type of marketing they're doing isn't working. If you look over the last 3 years, they've grown their top line revenues at a 33%+ rate every year over the last 3 years, compounded annually. I suspect they could turn a profit anytime they wanted if they slowed down the rate of investment. We've seen companies like Amazon do that recently, where they didn't turn a profit for a long time. Then they were able to stop investing so much in their growth, and suddenly, boom, big time profits. So again, I don't think that that's a great example of content marketing not working. It's that their problem isn't a marketing problem. It's an operating problem. It's a financing problem. One of my all-time favorite books is a great book called Selling the Invisible by Harry Beckwith. And in it, he tells the story. He was an old copywriter. He was an old ad guy. And he tells the story of trying to create an ad for a client and sitting there with another account person, brainstorming for days and days and days, trying to come up with new copy to sell this product. And they were struggling like crazy, just couldn't come up with the right spin for this thing or the right message or any of that. And finally, his boss came in and he said, "Fellas, if it's that hard to write the ad, fix the product." And that's really the takeaway that just kept coming to the top of mind for me as I read through this otherwise brilliant piece. If your product or your service or your employee relations or your regulatory environment or whatever you're dealing with is broken apart from marketing, then marketing won't help you. Not content marketing, not search marketing, not social marketing, not native advertising, not email, not direct, not inbound, not outbound. None of them. Because you don't have a marketing problem. I would say if you have a website, you know, if your product's great and your understanding of your employees is great and your financing makes sense and all of the components that make your business work, then you start to talk about your marketing problem. You start to talk about, how do we find our customers? How do we find the right channels to connect with those customers? How do we price appropriately to connect with those customers? How do we actually promote this effectively? And that's when you actually need your marketing hammer. You know, today, if you have a website, you need a content marketing strategy. If you want to be found in search, then you need a content marketing strategy. If you're trying to connect with customers on social because you're ready to do that, you need a content marketing strategy. If you're curious about messaging apps like Facebook or WeChat or Snapchat or things like what Amazon's doing with Echo, then you need a content marketing strategy. Clearly, Mark Schaefer would be the first one to tell you many people need content marketing strategies and need content marketing. It matters. As I like to say, we're all publishers now. And if it will make Mark happy, I'm going to say at least mostly all publishers now. But the real takeaway is, as much as I love marketing and as much as I think it's important to what you do, don't assume everything's a nail just because you own a hammer. If your problem isn't a marketing problem, then it doesn't matter what type of marketing you try to do, it's not going to fix the problem. Instead, make sure you understand how to make your business work correctly, and then reach for that tool belt to pull out that hammer when you're ready to hit that specific nail. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I do want to remind you, you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of our past episodes, by just going to timpeter.com/podcast. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe by going to iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, if I could ask you to provide a rating on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, whichever one you prefer, I really, really want to say thank you for that. That's a real help. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, and of course you can email me by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, thanks again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.